The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Lamed Gimel Rabbeisai, Baba Metzia. The sugya we hear Rabbeisai is such a beautiful sugya. In this sugya, the chiyuv to stand for Talmidei Chachamim. You find over here, the Gemara discusses, the Gemara speaks about the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula, Talmidei Chachamim Shebe Bavel, Oimdim Zemif Nebzeh, Vikoyrin Zelzeh, Ulinya Veda, the Gemara dance. But you see over here this Nakuda, that the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, they used to stand for one another. That's because each one of them were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, obviously. And each one of them held, the other one was, to a certain extent, Rebbe, or the Paiskim Dan, perhaps in general, because it's a din to stand for a Talmid Chacham, even if you yourself aren't a Talmid Chacham. But certainly, we see that there's a requirement to stand for a Talmid Chacham. Maitza, this is Shaila, which is betzim a recurring theme, I would say, in this parak in Eilu Mitzvah. It comes up often. It's the Indian of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. I'm playing over here where it's Negeah, and we see also on Daf Chav Tes that this Indian is very Negeah. What do we see? Over here, when were these Talmidei Chachamim standing? They're standing. Another Talmid Chacham walks in. Another Talmid Chacham in Bava walks in. And now this Talmid Chacham sees him. So he has to stand for him. Right? They held their stand for Talmid Chacham. Yimakayim and Mitzvah Saseida, Araisa. And you have to stand there for Talmid Chacham walks in. Vadarta Pnei Zakin. There's a Chiyuv to stand for Talmid Chacham. But when exactly were they standing? Now explain. Meaning, there's different scenarios over here. Obviously, these Talmidei Chachamim and Bava, they were just sitting and learning the whole time. Either they were learning or they were davening. What else was it? Even when they're eating, these people are learning. So, what was the scenario up here? The Mashal. If the scenario was that they were learning, so then, the Chayra, we have a Shailah. I mean, we saw already in the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes, that the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes tells us the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. The Shita of Rabbi Yosef is a Shomer Aveda, a person who's watching an Aveda, he is considered a Shomer Tzacher. Why? What benefit is he getting having this Aveda, which gives him bigger requirements, as we would say, in Hilchos Shmirah? So we saw Rashi over there says, because Oisik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. What is the Oisik b'mitzvah, pater ha-mitzvah? Since while he's watching this Aveda, he'd be Oisik in this Aveda, he'd be doing things for the Aveda, or when he's actually getting the Aveda, or when he's being shomer the Aveda and doing things for the Aveda that shouldn't get ruined. So he's being Oisik in the mitzvah. But Oisik rega that he would be, let's say, shaking out the thing that he found, etc., doing some kind of a asika with this Aveda. Then the halacha would say that if an ani would knock on the door, hagam that normally, if the ani would knock on the door, he would be required to give the ani money, a pruta for tzedakah. But now that he's being oisik b'mitzvah, so says the Gemara over there, he's patur min ha-mitzvah. So that benefit of not having to give the ani money, says the Gemara over there, that's considered he has a certain hana from the Aveda. Therefore, since he has hana from the Aveda, the Gemara says that he's considered a shomer tzacher. That's the outcome of the Gemara that everybody learns. The child is that, so over here in the Chayra, we have this concept, Isaac Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah. I want to go through the various cases in the gay Isaac Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah. I'll give you an example, you know, right away in Shomer Aveda. Or in the case of the Talmid Chacham, Shomer Aveda. That means that the guy has an Aveda in his house until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, right? We spoke the other day, if the loser doesn't come, so this Aveda is now stuck in his house until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So that means for the rest of his life he's Patam for Mitzvah, right? He's a Shomer Aveda. He's doing kind of Mitzvah. He's housing it in his house. And I'll give you a better question. Mishnah already asked. Every single person over here is wearing tefillin and tzitzis. Right? And let's say in those days they wore tefillin all day. No, so while I'm wearing my tzitzis all day, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Especially if you're mekayim, just 1 second, mekayim, look, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's it right now. I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. No, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Since I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis right now, so perhaps my entire life I'm patur from all the mitzvah. I don't have to do lulav this morning. I don't have to go to shul this morning. I don't have to learn this. I don't have to do anything this morning. Because I'm being oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Another shaila. This is mamish. He said, and the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel. What was the case of where these Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel were standing up for other Talmidei Chachamim? Well, Chayra, they were learning. So since they're learning, we should say, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Elamai, what else do Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel do? So they were davening. So seder, when you're davening, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So they don't have to stand for Chayra. And what's the halacha when the Gabbai Tzedakah comes around in the morning during tefillah? Do you have to give him money? And what about an ani that comes around during tefillah? Do you have to give him money? Are you oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? Or a person sitting and learning in a Beit Medrash, and in comes the ani. Do I have to give him money? Right? I'm sitting and learning. And what if the Gabbai Tzaka comes in? Do we say in all these cases, do we say the klal of Isaac Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah? Another case we'll have to discuss, that Hashem, is there any heter for, we'll take it slow, but there's so many cases. What about Isaac the Mitzvah and Rabbanon? Let's say I'm Isaac in a Mitzvah to Rabbanon, right? So does that pater me now from a Mitzvah to Isa? I'm in the middle of a Rabbanon right now. Now maybe I'm pater from a Mitzvah to Isa. See, let's go through the klal in Bez Hashem, and then Bez Hashem will try and get through the cases. Let's see the klalim first, Bez Hashem. The Mishabruh already lays down for us kama klalim. So first of all, the first klal is that Nemesis, this halacha of Isaac the mitzvah, put the mitzvah, it's learned out, the Gemara and Silka brings down two psukim, it's the rice of this halacha. Nemesis is that, number one, when we say Isaac the mitzvah, put the mitzvah, no, we have an eitzah. Isaac the mitzvah, he's right now doing the mitzvah, let's say he's shaking gulav, so he can have a cheeseburger in the other hand, right? So that's already say the paiskim. No, we don't say Isaac the mitzvah. Putter, mutter lasis lavi, mutter to do aveiris. It's Isaac the mitzvah. When a person is being involved in asika of a mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shloim gave a tzivoy to do this mitzvah. So the Rebbeinu Shloim didn't place on him two commandments. He's an eved of Hashem to do, you know, in Gansin, he should be doing this avdus of the Rebbeinu Shloim. So the Rebbeinu Shloim fastered him from other avdus. But that doesn't give him a right to go and get up and do aveiris. There is, however, you have to know there's a prima godin that the Pitzchei Tshuva in Yoyda Deyes, Shimem Aleph, brings down this Prima Gadim. He wants to say a chidim. He says, what happens if a person is in Oynin? In Oynin is someone, Rechonon Tzlon, who a parent at one of the dying craven was Nifter, and the halacha is he's potter from all mitzvahs, but knows what's the reason. One of the reasons brought down in the Paiskim is, he's potter from doing mitzvahs because he's Isaac the mitzvah, potter from the mitzvah. Since it's required from him, it's incumbent upon him to be worrying about the tzrachim of the mate, to be daigit for the needs of the person who was Nifter. So he's Isaac the mitzvah. So he's plotted from all of the mitzvahs. But he got him to the chiddush. What happens if that person finds in his house chametz and it's Pesach? He wants to say chiddush. He says Isaac the mitzvah plotted him in the mitzvah of getting rid of the mitzvah, getting rid of tashbitu. It's an aveira. You have chametz in your house. It's an aveira. So he says no. The only time that we say Isaac the mitzvah, you're not allowed to go and eat a cheeseburger. You're not allowed to go and eat neveila chazer because that's you doing something bekumaseh. You're getting up and doing something. You can't say, Isaac the mitzvah, I can do what I want. It's a hefter. Once I'm doing one mitzvah, boom, I'm not Jewish. Can't say that. So what do we say? We say, Isaac the mitzvah tells us when I'm being Isaac in the mitzvah, it is not required upon me to do other things. So, b'shev el taiset, to just not go and search out this comment and destroy the comment. There is a chiddush from the Prima Gadim. Hitaka says, you potter, Isaac the mitzvah, he's not mutal on him to do positive actions, as we say. So just like he's not allowed to go and eat a cheeseburger, but he's also not required to get up and destroy this comet. Isaac the mitzvah patters him from the mitzvah tashbisu of getting rid of other. So nerds, you're allowed to be over on a lav b'shevi al taisa. We'll say that Pitzchei Tshuva brings down in the other day one cloud, another cloud. The Mishabrua tells the biggest side. The Mishabrua says like this. Mishabrua is in Simid Lamed Ches. That's in Mitzapid Ramah. Mishabruh explains the Shita's Haran. Be'emes is a big machlekes. When we say Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, there are some Shitas, brought in the Gemara and Sukkah, that Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, says that when a person is being Isaac in a mitzvah and he's unable to do another mitzvah, then we tell him Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, the Shita of the Ran, and kach paskin the Ramah, in Simen Lamiches, that's the Halacha L'Maaseh, is that a person who's Isaac b'mitzvah, he's patur min ha-mitzvah, even in a situation where he's efshir l'kayim shneim, even where he's able to do both, but we say Isaac the mitzvah, he's potter min ha-mitzvah. The Ran does say, however, that if it's you're able to be l'kayim the other mitzvah without a tircha at all, you know, it's not a tircha, it's not going to hurt this mitzvah at all. So then we say you should try and be l'kayim the mitzvah. Mashman the mishabur, you're not even l'chayim to, but you should try to. But again, Isaac the mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah tells me that if it's difficult to be l'kayim the other mitzvah, don't do it. Don't do it. The mitzvah's mashma, you're not allowed to do it. You're being doing this mitzvah right now. You're not even allowed to do that other mitzvah right now. What gives you a right to change your sefer from Hashem to be doing from this mitzvah to going and doing a different mitzvah? But what if, however, it's something that you could be mekayim both of them with ease? So then the mitzvah says, you should. The Bir Halacha right there says, but don't think, the question we asked before, that when I'm wearing tzitzis, or when I have an aveda in my house, or where I'm wearing tefillin, so then I'm potter from mitzvah. You know, I'm wearing tefillin in the morning. I don't have to take a lulav. I'm wearing tefillin. I don't have to daven. Right? I submit the potter mitzvah. It says in Shabura, that's not called Isaac b'mitzvah. That's not called he's being Isaac b'mitzvah. That's called b'mitzias. getting a mitzvah right now. He's getting a mitzvah. He's wearing tzitzit. But it's not considered an oisik b'mitzvah. When a person is oisik b'mitzvah, when he's doing a mitzvah, that pathers him from a different mitzvah. But when he's not doing an oisik in a mitzvah, then that doesn't pather him. Very interesting. I don't know. I read the Mishnah Berurah this morning. One of the examples he gives are what? Tzitzit? Tefillin? One of the examples he gives is a shomer aveda. A person is just watching the Avedah's house. It says, when he's actually using the Avedah, like Rabbi Yosef was talking about in the Gemara Kav Tes, then that bothers him from giving money to an ani. But if it's just in his house, so says the Mishnah Berurah, that doesn't bother him from other mitzvahs. I don't know if it's mashmah to me in this Mishnah Berurah, but he's getting a mitzvah. It doesn't bother him from other mitzvahs. Isn't that interesting? Such a, what do we speak about? Some of those people that say, such a terrible headache, I found an Avedah. He's got this Avedah in his house until Eliyahu Navi comes. That's automatic mitzvah for the rest of his life. It's unbelievable. It's even more than tzitzit. At night, you're not making the mitzvah tzitzit. It's more than tefillin. You can't wear tzitzit. The only mitzvah, it's an unbelievable thing. I only do a mitzvah in the whole world. You can be kaim at all times of day, every single second. You're not even, you're asleep. The fact that in my house, I have somebody else's aveda, and it's, Shabru says, no, it doesn't potter you from doing other mitzvahs. Fine. Because it's not called an asik in a mitzvah, but it's matzvah in Shabru. That's in fact that I'm leaving somebody's item in my house. And then Shabru says it. The Be'alokha sounds like to me. It sounds like a kid. How could Be'alokha and Simulam Kes? How could that's the second cloud that we see, the Mishnah Berurah. Oisik mitzvah patur, and a mitzvah says, I'm mechuyev to do the mitzvah that I'm oisik in right now. If I'm able to do the other one and there's no tircha, then you should do the other one. And of course, if it's not an oisik in a mitzvah, for example, like tzitzit, tefillin, then that does not patur you from a different mitzvah. We'll have to relay down the cloud and we'll try and go into the various cases of the mitzvah. One more you say. What happens if a person is oisik b'mitzvah, and we say he's hotter b'mitzvah. So now, what happens? He was mekayim b'mitzvah anyway. Oisik mitzvah, he was potter from doing the other mitzvah. L'maisa, like I said, the written said you're not allowed to do the other mitzvah. But let's say he did it. I'll give you the example that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin is discussing the case of where a person, again, he was digging a kever, Rachman al-Tzlan, he has to dig a kever. He's oisik in some kind of levaya. So he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's potter from the mitzvah of Krishma. Right? Everybody learned brachas, knows already that that's a big sugya brachas. When a person is potter, he's digging a kever, oisik b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah, he's not mechuyev to say kriyashma. What happens? He went to the side, and he said kriyashma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Ayin, Zivkotin, I think it was Yudches. Zivkotin Yudches, says the Mishnah Berurah, he went to the side, he buried whoever he had to bury, he's in the middle of the burial, and then he decided, you know, he went on the side, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he needs a break, he's still potter, he needs a kaya. Right? I think it's easy to say kriyashma. Coming to the Bayre Oilam, it's an ASIC, it's a big thing. You can't just say, just to take 2 seconds. It's a whole ASIC. So he's putter. But he decided when he went to the side, he wants to say Krishma. Is he allowed to say Krishma? That's a Shaila. But let's say he did say Krishma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's Yotzeh. He's Yotzeh. Don't think Oisik the mitzvah, he's putter, and it's not considered that he did a mitzvah b'chlal. There is a sheep like that. The world's not like that. He's considered he's Yotzeh the mitzvah. Okay, should I give you an afkamin of this? Mishnah Berurah brings an afkamin of this. In Siman Tov Ayin Hey, all the way at the end there, and see Katan Lamed Tes. He's talking about Hilchos Pesach. I'll give you the scenario. Mishnah Berurah has a different scenario. Mishnah Berurah gives a scenario of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. The person he's been Isaac in an Aveda on Leil Pesach, right? In our case, like the Gemara we saw, it came time to take the Svarim out, open up the Svarim and start being shamer all these Avedas and doing what he's supposed to do, being shamer these Avedas and doing the Halachas, the Mitzvah, the Hashavas Aveda. It came time when Leil stayed there, right? They'll say he's got all these Avedas and he's being metapo with them, he's doing what he's supposed to do to watch these Avedas, he's doing a mitzvah right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens? He's doing this mitzvah. What about now? Comes the time to eat matzah. No, I say the mitzvah. It's possible the mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say he did eat the matzah. Right? Let's say he did eat the matzah. Well, didn't have to, but he did eat the matzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's Yotzeh. Same thing, right? Because even though Oisik the mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, but if you did it, you're Yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if he can make a bracha. I don't know if he can make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how did he make a bracha? How did he say vitivanu? Hashem wasn't mitzvah you. You're oisik b'mitzvah. You're putter from the mitzvah. How are you going to say the word vitivanu? Hashem didn't ask you to do this. The Mishnah, I did look around. I see the Paiskim aren't so happy with this. The Paiskim say, what do you mean? How does every lady say vitivanu? Hashem didn't ask her to do it either. Right? So, okay, Akasha. Akasha and the Mishnah Berurah. Akasha. But I want to tell you a very normal case. A very common, Lady, we hope it's not a common case. Or maybe a mitzvah case, you know, a lady's having a baby. They'll say to her, same question, right? And the husband is driving to the hospital, right? Or the ambulance driver, the firm ambulance driver is driving to the hospital, and he's got a piece of matzah there. And he's looking at his clock and he wants to make chatzai. And he's driving, you know, anyways, he's going through all the red lights, so what's the difference if he's not looking, right? Okay, I don't know if you want to take this ambulance driver. Okay. He takes this piece of matzah, right? No, so, right, he's having all the kavanas. He's having all the kavanas. The only thing is that we have to tell this fellow, I don't know if you can make a bracha. The Vidim Shabura, you're Isaac the mitzvah right now, of taking this lady to the hospital. Isaac the mitzvah. Okay. Mishabura says if you ate the matzah, you'd say, and we saw other sheetahs that even if you make a bracha, you could say vitivanu. But you have to know that the pasha is not so pasha you can make a bracha. Okay. Weiter, Rabbi Yisai. Weiter. Let's see the case. Let's see the cases that we discussed already. Now we have these klalim. Let's go through a few of the cases. Let's see which way we can break them down. Damis is one more klal I want to bring out to the oilam. What if he's Isaac in a mitzvah dirabanan, a mitzvah dirabanan? Does that hinder him from doing the mitzvah deraisa? Explain, he's in the middle of doing the dirabanan right now. I'll give you an example. The case that Mr. Brewer is talking about in Simon Ayin Beis is after the Levaya, they make what's called a shura, Rahman Fun. They make a shura, and people walk through that shura. That's the ikra loch of nicham aveilim. That's a mitzvah dirabanan. It's not a deraisa, it's a dirabanan. There's a Mishnah Brewer, there's a dialogue also in Simon Ayin Beis, that the Mishnah Brewer learns that what would be in a situation of where the fellow started doing the shura. He started doing the shura, and then he realized that the Krishma is going to miss my Krishma. He's going to miss my Krishma. But what's a shura? It's only Din Drabanan. Nicham Avelim told him Nicham Avelim is only Din Drabanan. Right? So, what does he do? Does he stop the mitzvah Drabanan in the middle and go say Krishma? You're going to miss the time. If it, the Zman of Krishma, even if it's the latest Zman, but it ends, and then he won't get the mitzvah. The Shabruh says, I'm believing the Shabruh. The Allah of Ethan, I'm base. Shabruh says, I'm a Shabruh, okay, fun. I'm Prima Gara, because the match is there. I sick be mitzvah, filu drabanon, shuv ein lo lifsaik. I feel the mitzvah deraisa. You don't stop, even for deraisa. The Shabruh says, it's sarachim. Now, I should tell you this is a very common case of I say, this is what I want to get into today. You know what is a very common case, which is very negated this? Davening, according to most shitas, it could be yotzei ready to deraisa with one bakash a day. So, but there are cloud, we take on that davening, pashtus is drabanan. That's a shir b'fnei atzmo, but let's take on for a minute that davening is a din drabanan. But now we're seeing that when a person is oisik in a mitzvah drabanan, that patters him from a deraisa. So I'll give you an example, where there's a path of application. We're talking today about standing up for talmid chamim. There is a tzad, or you have to give money to an ani walks by, there's a mitzvah chiv, you know, he's an ani, he puts out his hand, you have to put money in his hand. If he's a gabbite stalker, agav, if he's a gabbite stalker, so then there's no chiv to give the gabbite stalker. You get a mitzvah, you give the gabbite stalker. But the ikr chiv is when the person, the ani himself, that's the pasuk in the Torah says, lois amit, if you know for sure he's a gabbite stalker, there's no chiv. But he's an ani. You know, this fellow's an ani, he's a chiv to put money in his hand, he's a chiv. So what's the halacha during learning? What's the halacha during davening? So let's take it step by step. A person is davening, in walks the ani. Chayra, now we have a big stuff to say. Now, what am I oisik in right now? I'm oisik in the mitzvah drabanan. Baruch Shalom, actually, that's for sure just a drabanan to say these things. It's a big drabanan, but it's a drabanan to say all these things, but he's in the middle of sukkah dimmer. Then he walks in. B'chayra, lefidis, this is hard to say. Oisik the mitzvah, it's patur min a mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. Now, l'maisa, we did see that the Mishnah Brewer does say, if it's efshur, without any tircha at all, if there's no pain at all to give to do the other mitzvah, then you should do the other mitzvah, Mishnah Brewer did say. However, you have to know if it's going to ruin your davening, and it's going to, you know, the whole time there's people walking in, it could stare if that's the type of person he is, it ruins his davening. So if he has an ace at the beginning of davening to put money on the side, and that way anybody comes in, you know, they know just to take a half a check, that's an ace. But mitzat alacha of Isaac mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a makkah to say that even though he's Isaac in a mitzvah drabanan, that's a kiddush over here. The mitzvah of davening, a mitzvah drabanan, but there's still a tzad, a big tzad, akopan, to say that to give the tzedakah money, which is a deraisa, but since he's Isaac in the mitzvah, that would pater him. One case. Another case, though, is what about standing up? Like in Asuk, is standing up, the Talmid Chachamim Shiva Bavel. We asked before, what are they doing? So let's go Kizeda. If these Talmid Chachamim Bavel are learning, so now we have a new site. We never say the rule of Isaac the mitzvah, pater him a mitzvah when it comes to learning. Why not? Very simple. If we're going to say Isaac mitzvah, pater him a mitzvah, when it comes to learning, then you're never going to do any mitzvahs. Because you're always chayiv to learn. These Talmid Chachamim Bavel, what are they doing? Well, they're learning. So we're going to say, oh, Isaac mitzvah Taira? No, they don't have to. We don't say that. We say, when Taira was given Amanas L'Kayim. So therefore, a person is chayiv to learn Taira always, unless what? Unless he is doing something that'll enable him to learn. For example, eating, sleeping. So then you can't say chayiv. That is Taira. He's doing it enabling him to learn. Or, for example, a person is learning and it comes up a mitzvah. The Torah was given in order to do the mitzvah. I mean, that's the kind. So you can't possibly say, Oisik mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Because it's constantly a chiyuv to learn. I got a strange phone call the other day. I think I mentioned it earlier once. Someone called me up and said to me, is the person, kaveit? You know, that's about a shidduch. Is this person kaveit on the Torah? I said, why don't you ask me if this person wears tefillin? Right? That you would never ask. This is a chiyuv to learn. Of course, if that's the question, where I understand why they're asking me the question. But if that's the question they're holding by, we have a much bigger problem. This is a chiyuv constantly to learn. Elamai, you have a heter to go to do parnasa. You have a heter to all these things because you have to be able to learn. But again, same cloud by Isaac mitzvah, Patan mitzvah, we do not say by learning, because otherwise a person will never do any mitzvah. Some of Mela, these Talmid Chachamim Sheva Bavel, L'chaira, when they're in the base medrash, and they're learning, and in comes a big Talmid Chachamim, same with us, we're learning the base medrash, in walks Talmid Chachamim, and we have to stand up. L'chaira, that's Talacha. Now, the place can say, there is a detail, Yezer. There could be that the Talmid Chachamim, nowadays they're Michael. And then it could be their Michael that you don't have to stand for them. But the Paiskin, they all say that still requires a person to do a little hither, like the work is brought down in Yoredeya and Simon Reish Mendalit over there, that even when the Talmud Chacham is Michael, but still epis a hither, epis some kind of an action, some kind of emotion that you'd like to stand, but you're too busy to stand right now, still a person would have a chiyuv to do. And we don't say by learning Isaac Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. The same thing, if an Ani would walk around in a base medrash, so these Talmud Chachamim should be Bavel. They would also have to give, because we don't say an Isaac b'mitzvah is pater min a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. However, let's go back now to davening. Let's say a Talmud Chachim would walk into the shul when this is taking place. Now, what we just said by the tzaka wasn't so pashut, does he have to give? Isaac mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. So we said, and it also wounds the davening, right? So we hear a Talmud Chachim walks in, there is a tzad to say the Torah, Isaac mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. I don't know, do I'm so scared. The mitzvah standing up for a Talmud Chachim, mamish, when you cover that Torah, a shayla of mamish, es a shayla kachatira, when you stand up for a cover, it's asay to cover that Torah, such a big asay. And the Mishabura tells us, if it's not a big tircha, it's not going to ruin your davening, it's not such a big tircha, then you should certainly, anyways, we don't say, oh, it's a mitzvah, patam, mitzvah. So we understood, maybe it's tzaka, the ani walking around, and it's an asik, you have to take out the money and try and count and find and this. But stop to get up a little bit when a Talmud Chacham walks in, I would be very scared to paskin b'rabim and say that a person doesn't have to do. I'd be too scared to say such a thing. And therefore, I would tell a person, unless Amish totally ruins his davening, there is what? I would tell a person he should have to stand up at least. I have to show a little motion where something, a Talmud Chacham walks in, I don't know what. I'd be too scared to say not to stand up. Chacham, too scary. Too scary. As a Shemel Kechatira, that's too scary for me. But I'll go pardon. There's one place. Where Taka, I did see the Paiskim Taka, they're not so scared to say, even though some Paiskim are Chalik. But during the first Pasik of Krishma, let's say you're the fellow, you know, you have your eyes closed, you have your hand over your eyes, but you know, one little thing is showing. One little thing, you're able to see that a Talmud Chacham just walked in, or you're holding right after the Shema during the Parshah and Kavayim Machusulim. But during that first section, which is Mamish Terais and the Iker Kavana, I saw that the Paiskim would say, the Taka there, what Taka can say, oh, submit the Patam and Mitzvah. Because that's extreme Kavana person requires. And even to stand would be too much. That would be too much. Even the first paragraph, I saw some Paiskim want to say that we don't say the rule of standing up for a time. We would allow a person to not stand up for a Talmud Chacham, and we would apply the halacha of Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah, not poshet, because we know in the middle of Kriyat Shema there are certain rules that in those days, the halacha of the person would be able to say, you know, for covet, he'd be able to say, shalom to somebody who came out in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Like nowadays, when I know these things, but it could be standing up for Talmud Chacham goes into it. You know, again, in the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, I would say that a person should also, maybe some kind of a little bit of a hider, but during the first pasuk and the first Baruch Shem, then a person, taka, doesn't have to stand up for Talmud Chacham. In the rest of davening, I'd be too scared to say, pater from standing up for the Talmud Chachamim, and pashas from the rest of davening, make some kind of a motion to stand up for the Talmud Chachamim. A few more cases of it. There is a big shaila that right now. Tzedua, the Mishabura's shita, is that a lady is chayiv to daven. A lady is chayiv to daven. It's a machlekes. Grass. Different place. But the mice, the shita of the Mishabura certainly is. A lady is chayiv to daven. It's in Kovav. Women are chayiv to daven in the morning. Just like a man. The Tzedua's story. The Chavetz Chaim's own mother. The Chavetz Chaim's own wife. Tzedua, the son of the Chavetz Chaim said over about his own mother that she never davened in all the years that she was, you know, with the children in the house, she never davened. Chaim obviously was involved in the situation. Chaim obviously told her she doesn't have to daven. What's the pshat? So the emet is now this is Sogia Bit. I think they say from Bergakim Kamenetsky said a similar thing. This already is already a Pesach to understand. The Heter of Oisik Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah tells us a person who's bringing up the children Lemaisel Kapei Kol Alochas and Shabbos also have a dinim of Cholim. That you're helping out the Cholim, you're helping out, you're doing Chesed for sure, you're doing, and somebody has to be watching these children certainly and helping them get to school, etc., or getting them in the house and organizing, etc. So the lady, she's doing that. That's her job in the morning. She's watching the children, she's getting them out, etc. So therefore, one could say that's the Cholim. That she's Oisik the mitzvah. She's Oisik in this mitzvah. Somebody has to do this chesed, this chaylim. Somebody has to take care of them. Not chesed shalom, that they are chaylim, but that they have a din of chaylim. And she's being Oisik in the mitzvah, which passes her from the mitzvah of davening. Now, the emesis one could ask, though. We see her on the phone, right? Got three kids on the leg, and we see her on the phone, right? And she goes out for 1 second to have a break, and she goes on the phone, So why don't we say, she's able to go on the phone, she's able to do this, we saw already what the Mishnah Berurah. Oisik the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And we saw, even if it's efshir to do both of them, but you're not mechayev to do metriach. We saw if it's very easy, so then it's, you should do it. But again, we can hear certainly that of the heter of the lady, that they're oisik the mitzvah of guarding. And if for 1 second they need to go on the phone to have a sanity, that doesn't tell us necessarily that that's easy for them to go and daven. And also, as we all know, the second she's going to start davening, the kid's going to start running after. I don't know. That's a chayra. That's a very good case of an oisik the mitzvah, patur in a mitzvah, where it's actual kaim shneim. Even if for 1 second she gets away from the phone, but I don't know if that's a raya that she can get away from her davening. So it's Oisik the mitzvah pasha, it's a heter, what the ladies are saying, that they say, and that's Takib Chat and the Chafetz Chaim's wife, I say. Another case of Oisai, there's another case, is Mishabru Toskis about, this is where one can make a mistake. Say, look, I finished my nas very early, right? So I'm going to start learning now. No, I'll pick up on my sefer, I'll start learning, and I'll say Oisik the mitzvah, Padim in a mitzvah I don't have to listen to, Zaris HaShat. The emes is b'chal tzna pasha, because we said already by Tama Taita, we don't say that. By Tama Taita, we don't say Oisik b'mitzvah, Patur mitzvah, you'll be Patur from Kol mitzvah. Yeah, the emes is though, Mishabruah there brings down already in Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, that we don't say this for a different reason. Because if you start learning in the middle of Chazar Shashat, you know, so the other people will see you learning, and say that Chazar Shashat, you're not the list, and he'll start talking, and the whole Chazar Shashat will be in trouble. As a mela, that's a vada, a person can't learn. He can learn until, obviously, he must learn until the point where Chazar Shashat starts. He's allowed to learn. But once Chazar Shashat starts, Avada, he has to put away the Sefer. One more case. Shazazay. A person comes on Purim. There's a mitzvah to drink. The mitzvah to drink on Purim, does it require him to get shikr adal yada? That, the Pais can explain, is not a mitzvah. It's not chayiv to get adal yada. Not chayiv to. However, there's a mitzvah ki yumis. You get a mitzvah if you got to the matzvah of adal yada. You're chayiv, but you're allowed to. The shayla is over here, maybe we should say, look, a mitzvah ki yumis, if a person, let's say you have in front of him two things. A mitzvah ki yumis, go and I'll give you an example. He sees an aved in the street, and he has also a talis, and he's about to put on the talis, not that he's wearing talis. So we should say, no, he has a choice. No, Oisik the mitzvah, but the mitzvah, so you should go and put on the talis, right? I'll put it on. Right? We'll say Oisik the mitzvah, but the mitzvah, you won't have to get the aveda. A lot of the poskim say, see this, other poskim, they say we don't say that. Because since one of the mitzvahs is a chiyuv type of mitzvah, in terms of aveda, it's a chiyuv type of mitzvah, tell the fellow, no, you're mechuyuv to do this mitzvah, and not do the mitzvah kiyumis. So we would tell him, go and take the aveda, and not go and put on the talis. That's what we tell the person to do. A chiyuv beats a kiyuv. So chayra, one can say the same thing. When a person comes to Purim, no, he's going to get adal yada. He's going to get chikr adain saif. And the mele, that's a mitzvah. Get a mitzvah kiyumis. However, what's going to happen? Now, he's not going to be able to bench. He's not going to be able to daven ma'ariv. And those are chiyumim. Right? Elamai, what do you want to say? Oisik b'mitzvah. Patim b'mitzvah. You can't say that because it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, what gives him a right to put himself into this matter where he won't be able to be to mekayim a chiyuvis later on? Now, I want to explain. That's Pashit, says the Mishabruah, that if the question is that the person's going to get shikr and he's going to do chas v'shalom averas, like he's going to drive and put people in danger, or chas v'shalom he's going to talk nidl peh, or chas v'chalila lashon hara, something bad will come out of his mouth, you know, then about there's no heter in the world, because Isaac mitzvah, but the mitzvah's not going to help him if he had to do a lot of chas v'chalila. There's no heter in the world if he knows he's that type of person. First of all, he better work on himself, and second of all, he has no right to drink. That's a vada, there's no right for such a person to drink. Our shayla is where it's only shaylov where he's just going to not bench, or he's not going to do a myriv, etc. You know, He's Isaac the mitzvah. Do we say put him in the mitzvah? For her, it's a kiyomis. So he has no right. And when we tell this person, sorry, you're not allowed to drink. The Mishabrua's lashon is not like that. It's interesting. The Mishabrua's lashon is mutav shalai yistaker. Better that he shouldn't get shikr in such a situation. Again, Mishabrua says, if he's going to talk nivel pen, doesn't chas v'shalom that he should drink. It says Mishabrua, if he's going to miss benching, he's going to miss lane, he's going to miss, miss the next morning, he's going to miss the next week. Right? Then the Mishabrua just says, better not to drink. What kind of Mishabrua? I'll explain. The betzim is apiyat sugya, and the Gemara and Shabbos. Over here, it's not exactly the same nidin of what we've been discussing so far. Here, the two mitzvahs are not up against each other. One mitzvah is taking place way before the next mitzvah. So in this case, Mishabrua holds that when he has right now the ability to do a mitzvah kiyumis, he has the ability right now to drink adli yadin, right? He is allowed to do that mitzvah and not cheshbon in other mitzvahs later on. Why? Because the mitzvah is b'shaita. The mitzvah in front of my face right now is this mitzvah. I don't have to work it. I don't have to cheshbon out. There are other mitzvahs later on. And Mamela, even if he'll miss doing that other mitzvah later on, but since at the time he was being Isaac in the mitzvah, he was being Isaac in the heter, we tell the fellow he's allowed to. Where do we find such a dogma? The Chayim say that there's such a concept. Both in the Gemara and Shabbos, it's halacha brought down, it's in the Reish Mem Ches. A person is allowed to go on a boat on 2-3 days before Shabbos when he's going for a mitzvah. Why is he allowed to go on the boat 3 days before Shabbos? Isn't he going to get seasick according to the sheet of the Balmor of the Rib is going to get seasick, and then comes Shabbos, he's unable to be ma'anigal Shabbos. He's not able to enjoy the Shabbos. He's sitting there. Anybody went on a boat knows exactly what I'm talking about now. Shabbos comes. He's not a happy camper. He's not able to eat. He's not able to, doesn't want to think about food. And what's the Shabbos? The Pesachim say, the Chayim explain. Then no, since he's doing a mitzvah, and even a mitzvah kiyumis, the Pesachim say, he's going to do a mitzvah somewhere. Then we say, in such a situation, it's not mutl on him, excuse me, even within the 3 days before Shabbos, it's not mutl on him to worry about the Shabbos now. When it's going to come Shabbos, he's not going to be able to do the chiyuv of Oynik Shabbos. But since at this point right now, he's doing something beheter, he's doing a mitzvah kiyumis, so therefore it's not incumbent upon him to worry about the inability to later on be able to do the kiyumis. However, we must remember that Mr. Brewer does say, mutav lo yishtaker. Better not to get shikr. Better not to, because like, even if you do this kiyumis, but to lose out on the kiyumis, we can't say you're chayiv, we can't say it's usur to do it now and lose out on the kiyumis later, but the Mr. Brewer prefers that you don't do it. One more case, you find the same concept. Mishabrua also talks about a person who's making a pidgin aben on Friday morning, or a bismila on Friday morning. Mishabrua, over there is, again, to eat at the suit of a pidgin aben, you can't say t'chiyev, it's not a chiyev. And later on, eating tonight, the meal is a chiyev, the Shabbos night meal, the Friday night meal is a chiyev. Mishabrua says, achachamein of barayshai, don't get filled up. Same idea. Mishabrua says, don't get filled up. Why? Right now I'm doing a mitzvah. I don't have to worry about later on that I won't be able to eat tonight's meal. Says, again, there might not be chayiv. That's if you want to know, are you allowed to eat right now and not worry about later on? Make our dinner, it could be you are allowed to. However, the Mishabrua prefers that a person should be in a state where he's able to be mekayim later on, the chiyuvis kidibay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.